Very good kids. Just thinking to thank everybody. I came tonight to listen. To listen for a change, not for change, but it's enjoying to listen, especially listening to the Talmidim. So, Talmida Yosef Mikulam, I came to hear Torah. I came tonight to become a Talmud. But obviously to express my across the Torah festival for the beautiful Shavuot Brachos. And in addition to the beautiful Shavuot Brachos, you'll see it's black and white, it's an introduction to the book, that the greatest change in my own life was when it began, Baruch Hashem, to have the exposure to the Chelek HaTorah of Lelamed, Halomid Amonos Lelamed, speaking me Yoda, Lilmed Lelamed, Lishma, Lassus, Lakayim. Obviously, my greatest inspiration in life has always seen the struggles of Talmidim, a lot of struggles that Talmidim go through or things that I didn't go through. When I was young, we were raised in a different generation. So Baruch Hashem, I think one can say in this week's parasha, Yisroel was a Mavakish, he was a Moridika Mavakish. One thing I've always seen by the Talmidim, which always inspired me, is the Bikush, the Islavas, the inspiration, the Chukka, the Moridika yearning and yearning and yearning. Tzomalach HaNafshi, Komalach HaBasari, which I mamish saw first hand, always with Talmidim. Yisroel, you know, is a Moridika Mavakish. And Kriyas Yamsuf was his galus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's a Mavakish is always fine. A Rosh Hashanah takes him to the leads him to the Emes. Avraham Avinu was a Moedik Mavakish. He was Mavakish. First he thought the sun was a god and the moon was a god. And Avraham Avinu was going back and forth. He was Pashut looking, he was seeking, he was Mavakish. And a Moedik Achuka, he went on alone in the world, to look, to be Mavakish, to seek out the Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, famous Medrash, Lashna Medrash, Hitzitzbo Balabira, Omaninu Balabira, you find the Rabban Shalom. Rabban Shalom was Megale himself. The Nes of Kriyas Yamsuf was the Nes of Rabban Shalom was Megale himself. Zer Keili Maveyu. If there's a Bikush, if a person seeks and is yearning, so then straight away the person finds them. Straight after the struggle, the person finds the Rabban Shalom. So the Yishma Yisrael, Ma Shmua Shoma Oba, Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, because Rabban Shalom was the Bechino of Hitzitzbo, Oma Niu Balabira. This is where Rabban Shalom was Megale himself. To Klal Yisroel. So obviously, in addition to the Hakaras HaTov that I owe everybody for the beautiful Shavuot Brachos that you all laid on tonight, my Hakaras HaTov that I owe to all my Talmidim on a daily basis is when I see your Bikush, I see your Chukka, it inspires me to become a Mavakish as well. And Ev Shalom Helfen, together we should be Mavakish, and together we should all together have a Bechino of Yogati and Matzosi, and we should Zerchah to be Mala, Oila, Mala, Mala, Sulam, Lekim, which is Mutzavaratza, Barosha, Magia, Shemaimo. The greatest scholars of the world is so eagerly waiting for Hashem. Amen.